Welcome to WITCAST, the podcast of the Women Inside Trade Network, an international organization that contributes to the empowerment of women and seeks to address a gender gap that still exists in Brazil and in the world when it comes to international trade.
Hello, everyone. So today we have another special episode to discuss a little bit of what is about to come on the next WTO Ministerial Conference to be held from 30th of November until December 3. And it's an episode made in partnership with ICC Brazil, the International Chamber of Commerce section of Brazil. In today's episode, we had the pleasure to interview Ambassador Stéphane de Boer, who is appointed as Canada's ambassador and permanent representative to the World Trade Organization. Mr. de Boer joined the Global Affairs Canada in 2005, and since then has held various positions in the department, including negotiations of oceans and environmental law, climate change, softwood lumber, and general subjects of international trade. Mr. de Boer has a Bachelor of Arts and Bachelor of Laws from Western University and a Master of Laws in International and Comparative Law from Georgetown University.
Hello, this is Stephen de Boer, Canada's Ambassador and Permanent Representative to the World Trade Organization. I'm coming to you on this podcast to talk to Women Inside Trade and the ICC Brazil. You have put to me a number of questions that I would hopefully will be able to address. The first one was to give you an overview on the status and negotiations of the Fisheries Subsidies Agreement and the expectations for MC-12. And I wanted you to know that Canada is actively engaged in these negotiations and working hard with our partners at the WTO to bring forward conclusions for MC-12. The chair of these negotiations has presented a text that aims to provide ambitious disciplines that seek to prohibit harmful subsidies that contribute to unsustainable fisheries, and members are working around the clock to advance these negotiations for MC-12. From Canada's perspective, we've been working hard to advance strong outcomes on the following issues: strong disciplines on illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing, consistent with the CPTPP and CUSMA outcomes that prohibit any subsidies to vessels and operators engaged in this type of fishing; prohibitions on subsidies for high seas fishing to address the global overcapacity and overfishing problem; appropriate flexibilities that support the sustainable livelihoods of poor and vulnerable artisanal fishers in developing countries. Canada remains committed to reaching a comprehensive and effective agreement that supports the sustainability of global fisheries and the objectives of UN Sustainable Development Goal 14.6. Now, for your second question, you noted that COP26 has ended with some progress, but a lot of issues that still need to be implemented. And you've asked me what role the WTO will play in this in terms of bringing climate and sustainability to major trade deals. And I would say that with COP26 just behind us, there is a renewed energy and urgency to the discussion on sustainability and climate change. We recognize that environmental issues can't be resolved in a single forum. There are many multilateral organizations that can and must have a role in responding to environmental and climate issues. It's Canada's firm belief that the WTO can play an important role in this process by ensuring that trade and environmental objectives and policies are mutually supportive. The past few years have seen a rapid increase in activity on environment and sustainable issues at the WTO. Building on the long-standing work of the Committee on Trade and the Environment, members have come together in recent years to engage on a number of environmental issues. The broad range of these discussions is a testament to the level of interest among the membership. It is clear that members see a role for the WTO in tackling environmental challenges, and it has been a pleasure to see this work accelerate over the last few years. Canada and Costa Rica have taken on a coordinating role in the trade and environmental sustainability structured discussions, or what's called TES-D, which were launched in November of last year. At that time, 53 interested WTO members expressed their goal of intensifying work on environmental themes by launching dedicated discussions. They also hoped, where appropriate, to put forward concrete deliverables, initiatives, and next steps to advance work on environmental issues at the WTO. Over the past year, we've had the opportunity to hear from the membership about their priorities and aims for the future of these discussions. Most recently, the members have been hard at work in preparing a ministerial statement for MC12, which will form the basis of our work beginning next year. We truly believe that the WTO can play a role in addressing the pressing challenges that face the world today. We hope that TESTI members will continue their productive exchanges on environmental issues. You also said and noted that at MC12 we will have a new joint declaration on the advancement of gender equality and women's economic empowerment. And I'm going to comment on the advancements of the work of the informal WTO Working Group on Trade and also address what we can expect for 2022. And Canada has been very pleased to see the constructive discussions among members on trade and gender in the run-up to MC12. Members have been hard at work on a joint ministerial declaration which takes stock of the efforts to date to integrate gender into the work of the WTO, which lays out members' aims going forward. We believe that the final text of the joint ministerial declaration successfully builds on the Buenos Aires Declaration and sets out a strong direction for future work on gender at the WTO. Members are committed to improving the gender responsiveness of policy and believe that the WTO can be an important venue to engage on these issues. Members have agreed to explore how we can do more to bring gender perspectives and women's economic empowerment issues into the day-to-day work of the WTO. A few years ago, these types of discussions would have never happened in the WTO context, but through the hard work of committed members and with the support of outside stakeholders, gender issues are now becoming more fully integrated into our work on trade. It is truly an important topic for the WTO to consider, because when we talk about expanding economic opportunity for women, we are really talking about enhancing the prosperity of society as a whole. When women succeed, when their businesses grow, it ripples throughout the economy. Canada has been a strong supporter of integrating and mainstreaming gender discussions into the work of the WTO and into trade policy more generally. And that is why Canada is pursuing other specific actions at the WTO. Globally, the services sector is currently the largest source of employment for women, with around 60% engaged in this sector. Therefore, it was important for Canada to propose, under the Joint Statement Initiative on Services Domestic Regulation, a discipline encouraging greater female participation in services trade by reducing regulatory barriers. The provision on gender non-discrimination, which ensures women service suppliers won't be barred from a market simply because they are women. And we are pleased that this provision was included in the final version of text, and we're looking forward to a successful conclusion of these negotiations at MC12. It is more important than ever to look at the links between trade and gender, because the impacts of the pandemic on underrepresented and marginalized groups is well documented, and sources have shown that they have been hit the hardest. We need to recognize that policy does not impact all groups the same way. Policies that appear gender neutral on the surface can ignore specific challenges that women face and can increase their challenges in engaging in trade. To identify these failures of policy and to find ways of addressing them, we need to have solid data on women in trade. We have some data for this, but we need to do more. By finding the gaps in women's engagement in trade, we'll be able to identify the solutions that bring women more fully into the international trading system. Our collective work at the WTO, and which we will engage in next year, will help us to build up a solid base of data, best practices, and experience, which will help us to take steps to integrate gender considerations into WTO work. Members will have a great deal of work to do following MC12, but we're very pleased to see this level of support that the issue has garnered.
This was WITCAST, the podcast of the Women Inside Trade Network. I hope you enjoyed our talk and keep following us at www.womeninsidetrade.com.